Well, our mission is about the necessities of the community, and this is the well-being, health, and education. In Programa Compañeras, we offer that in weekly groups at the YWCA that we have, and also we go around the community and provide the groups. And this is mostly empower for women and to be in a safe space to talk about anything that they like, and also to learn new things in order to live better than this.
How do you and El Centro Amistad, how have you felt the effects of Trump's immigration policies and the executive orders?
Well, the damage is done. So our people, myself also, we are every day just checking what is new, what is new, what is new. And just to mention, you know, bad things about us is not fair. And also to the children hear that, even if they don't hear the news, that sometimes they hear it. They hear it in the school, they hear it in the street, they hear, you know, by neighbors or by another adults. And to live unsafe and threatened is really sad and scary for these people. And they are suffering a lot. They are experiencing, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder. They are really afraid to go out. They are afraid to say their names, and they don't think they're going to be able to feel free to access services in the community.
I know there have been a lot of rumors kind of flying around social media of raids from ICE officers and things like that. But then you also have cases like Jeanette Vizgura in Denver, who was taken sanctuary in a church, and then also Daniel Ramirez Medina, who's a DACA recipient in Seattle. So those are real cases of things that are happening. How do you try to address the fears that people are having, but also making sure that people are getting correct and current information of what's actually going on?
He's been doing... And other organizations are doing meetings, for instance, CIRC and Amistad and other places where we want to empower the community and know their rights so they know how to respond.
So you're also involved in a performance that's going to be at CU Boulder, the Old Main Theater, on February 20th called Mexican Immigrants in Life, Media, and Myth. Can you talk a little bit about what that performance is?
This is a real monologues about our own lives. So every person who's going to share the monologue, this is how we are being affected to leave our own country, family, friends, and the place that we born to look to, you know, to live maybe better.
What are you hoping that the audience and participants maybe as well get from the performance?
To know us, to know how wonderful people we are, that we are the new immigrants, but all the people who live here are immigrants except the Native Americans, and to have more allies, and that also they can, when they hear the stories, when you hear a story of other people, is something that happened in you. It's like you open your mind, you open your heart, and you can be a little bit in the shoes of the other person.
Is there a place that people can go to learn more about the performance if they'd like to?
Yes, they can go to Facebook, Mothus Theater, Programa Compañeras, El Centro Amistad. They can see some information, more information about it.
Perfect. So Mexican Immigrants in Life, Media, and Myth is a performance of first-person personal monologues that will be taking place at the Old Main Theater on CU Boulder campus on Monday, February 20th at 3:30 p.m. For KGNU, I'm Julia Caulfield, speaking with Elena Aranda. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Julia.